You are listening to Prometheus by Minute. I'm your host, Courtney Coulson. This is Minute 32. This minute opens with Fifield saying, "If there's anything in here worth looking at, these pups will find them," and ends with the crew descending deeper into the temple. Reading from page 102 of the art book, "The design of the interior of the pyramid evolved from a 1960s architectural movement Max had studied as a student. Called Arcosanti, it was founded by Paolo Soleri, whose concept of arcology, the fusion of architecture with ecology, led to the creation of a self-sustainable environmental habitat in the desert of New Mexico. Extrapolating from that notion, Max's premise was that the pyramid could harness sunlight, as well as act as a condenser to create water. The major ingredients for life. That's why they could take their helmets off and breathe when they got to the center of it." We'll get more into the helmet situation as that happens in the film. As for the pups, on page 104, "The pups, remote audiovisual probes, are released into the bowels of the pyramid by Fifield to map out its structure, sending the data back to the Prometheus to build a 3D hologram of the interior. Max notes, the first designs were very elaborate and too sci-fi. In the end, Ridley said, what I want is a simple sphere. Props were built for the actors to handle." And the concept art is pretty much the same. I don't know if they did too many variations of the spherical design. It would be nice to know what those early illustrations actually looked like. The pups are quite a unique addition to the technology of the world of Alien, as mentioned previously. Prometheus already has a more sophisticated look and more sophisticated technology than the later films. And I don't take issue with that. I think there are plenty of in-universe justifications for it. I like the pups too, but they are odd. It's never specified what pup stands for, but they whine and whimper like real dogs. Physically, they are very minimal in design, just steel grey orbs that emit red lights. They float almost silently. I love the sound effects.
"If there's anything in here worth looking at, these pups will find them."
"Pups?"
"Yeah, pups. My pups." "Prometheus, we are now mapping."
There are similar objects in science fiction, but nothing quite as strange or as creepy as the pups. I think part of that has to do with the film they're in. They're an odd entity in a film filled with odd entities. They're very memorable, and part of that may be due to them being one of the rare instances of red in the entire film. The other crew members don't seem to know what pups are either, and Fifield seems very fond of them. Did he create these machines himself? He even howls after them, as if he's part of their pack. He really anthropomorphizes them. Which begs the question, how does he feel about more sophisticated robots, like synthetics? He never has any interaction with David, so I guess we'll never know. But I am rather charmed by his affinity for his odd floating robot balls. He seems more calm than he was in the previous minute. He's in his element, he's doing his job. As far as I've been able to determine, Fifield's tattoos don't mean anything. The one over his left eyebrow looks like it says P1701, and the tattoos on the side of his head are a series of random, futuristic lines and geometric shapes. We get a proper look at the shape of the tunnels now, as the pups map them. They're somewhat kidney-shaped. Friend of the show, Steph, jokingly said that it must have been carved with twin drills. It's not quite the right shape, being that one is bigger than the other, but I think she's not far off. The engineers may have used some kind of drill to hollow out these passages. Structurally, a kidney shape is not very sound. It bends inwards, making it more likely to cave in on itself. These corridors somewhat resemble a spine and ribcage, not in an overt way, like the derelict in the original Alien, just in a way that it is ridged. Perhaps this is what suspends it? These interiors look so organic, it doesn't look like they were built, or at least not in a way we are familiar with. Did they create these domes of solid stone, then drill and carve into the shape? At the entrance of the temple, we saw conventional stone blocks and pillars. But once they pass through the broken door, the architecture becomes very different. less structured, more organic. I'm really enjoying analysing and exploring the engineer's architecture. There's a lot being said with it, a lot of mystery. What was this place for? Was it populated by many people? Is this typical of their buildings, or is it unique and purpose-built? Back on the ship, Vickers, Yannick, Chance, and Ravel look on in curiosity. There's still no definitive proof that this is a man-made structure, well, man in quotation marks, but these tunnels sure are looking elaborate. Curiously, in the initial drafts, the crew are already convinced that these are the remains of an alien civilization at this point in the story. I've been giving some thought as to why no probe was sent ahead of the Prometheus mission. It's clear Weyland was so determined to beat any competition that he didn't want to waste time, even if he could just remain in cryo until the right moment. However, why not send a probe once they've reached the planet? I grew up with Stargate, they use probes all the time. I think it's just a nice detail that makes a science expedition seem more cautious and confident. It can also add tension if handled right. Alright, that about covers it. This is Coulson signing off. You can find me on traviandesigns.com, TRAVIAN, or Prometheus by Minute on Facebook.